97 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you this morning, joined in the studio by Victor Lewis to keep us caught up on all things trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm pretty good. I've been off in the wilds doing a little bit of research and reconnaissance for the thing that I need to talk about today. No,
right.
I did not say want, I said need. I need to talk about the headline, Stafford Country Club faces backlash for 9/11 themed dinner menu, and also Stafford Country Club apologizes for, quote, appalling 9/11 themed dinner menu. Now, before you ask, Victor, what in the world is a 9/11 themed dinner menu? It would, of course, be the Patriot Day 2022 Seafood Sunday, with such dishes as the Flight 93 Redirect, a hot crab dip with crostini, the First Responder flatbread, crispy oven-baked flatbread with tender shrimp, fresh tomatoes, spinach, garlic, and mozzarella, 9/11 oysters, freedom flounder, Pentagon pie, they got it all.
This is terrible.
It's absolutely awful. Now, you, ABC, NBC, and CBS all have one thing in common, which is you hear me say these things, you see this on the internet, and you say, oh, Lord, we should report on this. This is absolutely the sort of thing we should talk about.
I mean, I didn't say we should absolutely report on this. I said it was terrible.
I mean,
there's a lot of terrible things in the world. If I had to report on all of them, we wouldn't have time for the trend segment with Victor Lewis.
This business is not necessarily if it bleeds, it leads anymore. It's some clever rhyme dealing with controversy. If it makes people upset, then
Know where that's going.
No, I have no idea. But this obviously is something that is incendiary.
If it gets people mad, it can't be bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, we pay you for a reason.
Yeah.
That is it. Rhymes. It all comes down to your proclivity for poetry.
It does explain my paychecks.
It does. So I did a little bit of digging, and by a little bit of digging, I mean clicked approximately twice. And all of these stories all use the same tweet as its point of reference, even down to the, quote, appalling in one of the headlines, because it comes from a man named Brian Sasser, at Producer Sass on Twitter, who in bio says, truth matters, support your local newsroom. Now, I don't have that many followers on Twitter, but he only has 652 followers, which means that he's kind of a nobody, right? And the truth matters is something that made me dig a little bit more. And the same template used for the Seafood Sunday 9/11 Patriot Day celebration is present in other things from this country club. But the country club's website doesn't have any reference to this at all. Again, maybe they scrubbed it. I don't know.
Could have.
Their Facebook, same thing. Not really any reference to it anywhere. It would make sense to lay low on this, right?
And they would have deleted tweets and Facebook.
They entirely would have. And stories, two of them, specifically ABC and what is this news channel for? ABC 4 News, Caroline Patrick's. To Caroline's credit, reached out to the restaurant and says that there was no comment. Now, if I had this restaurant, I probably wouldn't want to talk to anybody either. But I reached out to the guy that did the original tweet that all of these stories reference. Every single news story. This is the only place on the internet where this menu is present or discussed. No one else tweeted about it. This man did it. He had a screenshot that just says, this is appalling. So I reached out to him. I commented on the post and I DM'd him, basically just asking in slightly different tones on each, hey, is this a bit? Is this a joke? I see you have the thing about truth matters. Are you creating this just to prove a point? Like, I just want to talk about it. It's fine either way. I just want to talk. And his response to that was to block me. So that doesn't lend a whole lot of credit to this being a factual story.
Mm.
Now,
So if I'm that restaurant and this is made up, I would not be saying no comment. I would be saying this is someone's fabrication. We did not do this.
I mean,
I would think, right?
This restaurant is a country club that seems to be fairly aged in the way that they do things. Like, they're not active on social media or anything, really.
But they're active on their landlines when the news outlet calls and says, hey, do you have a comment on this that we're saying?
So I don't really know how I feel about this is really where I'm driving. You would think there would be more information, more than just one tweet from a 600 follower account that looks photoshopped. I don't know. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's fake. What I'm saying is you should always research things when you see them, especially things that are very controversial, like a seafood sundae 9/11 dinner menu.
But one thing that I'll say, and we only have 30 seconds left, is there is a lot of reporting these days that is based on, oh, Twitter is super upset about something or other, or social media reacts to blank, blank, blank. And it invariably is like, well, here's these five people who are commenting, or here's these 10. And the thing about Twitter is that there's a billion users. So in, and yes, a lot of them are bots, but of the 400,000 real users that are on Twitter, if even the tiniest little fraction, like 0.001% of people on Twitter are upset about something, that's still like 100 people tweeting about that thing. And it's very easy to make up an article saying Twitter is incensed about this with 100 different
and
tweets.
And it's easy clicks.
But it is the tiniest little minuscule percentage. So like, take it with a grain of salt when people on Twitter are upset about things, because 99.9% of people on Twitter are doing something else.
Exactly. And folks talk about how with like everyone having a camera in their pocket that anyone can be a journalist. You can be a journalist in other ways too, like fact-checking. That's entirely possible for anyone with an internet connection. Check your sources, folks.
Do you know if this is real?
I do not, but asking the question is just as important.